Hey, boss, that SafeTouch security sign looks different.
Don't let it fool you. It's still the same old SafeTouch we've been avoiding all these years.
I don't like it, boss. I'm getting the sweats just being near the SafeTouch sign.
Yeah, me too. Come on, let's go find a house without SafeTouch.
Right now, activate your existing home security system with SafeTouch Security for zero down for peace of mind with a purpose. Get 24/7 monitoring for about $1 a day and manage your system with a SafeTouch app. Call 888-723-8682 or go to safetouch.com. State license EF20001945.
Hi, welcome back to BabeCast. My name is Megan. Thank you so much for listening. Last week was one of the most stressful weeks ever. I moved after living in the same place for 5 years with like five different people. So, you know, when you live somewhere for so long, you accumulate a lot of crap, I'll say, for lack of a better word. And we just basically had to throw a lot of stuff away, donate a lot of stuff, and it was a little bit hectic. So the morning that we did all this, I also had to work a concert outdoors when it was raining. But I'm not complaining because I really, really enjoy working this show every single year. The big ticket for our alternative station, I get a chance to, you know, do social media, talk to artists, basically see a show for free. So it's a really good time. And this year, I got the chance to have an interview with one of the female artists we had headlining the show, and it was a lot of fun, I'm not going to lie. You're going to notice that it's a little bit different. First of all, it's very loud because we were like behind stage at a concert, and second of all, it's very short, so it's not going to be the 30 to 45 minutes that you're used to, because these people have managers and they have places to be, like, you know, backstage hanging out, so we don't get a lot of time with them. But I'm very grateful for the time that I did get with her, and she was super cool, and she was wearing a jacket that I have, so I felt like we had bonded with that immediately. So please welcome to BabeCast, artist, singer, songwriter, actor, Meg Myers.
When all is said and done, tell me how to write this, tell me how to fight this war.
Jacket. I have one just like it.
You do?
And I wear it like consistently because it's really? So comfortable, and I feel like it's like a blanket
yeah.
that I just can wear in public.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Once you have it on, you're good. You're like can do anything.
Welcome yeah. to BabeCast. This is my podcast. I talk to women who do like all types of different things.
Oh, cool.
And I'm so excited you're here. So thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Yeah.
How do you feel about Jacksonville so far? Welcome.
I feel good. I've been here before, yeah.
Okay.
My mom is here tonight.
Your
she
mom.
Came up from...
Is that your mom in the jacket right there?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I was totally talking to her before. I didn't even know that was
yeah,
her.
Yeah, her and her husband came tonight. She's never... Well, she hasn't seen a show in like years, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah, so she came up from Boynton Beach.
Oh, nice. I'm from South Florida,
or Delray
too.
Or Delray Beach or something.
Okay,
so
that's awesome.
You are. Where are you
yeah,
from?
Yeah, West Palm.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I spent a lot of time there. Yeah, I grew up in South Florida, so.
You grew up in South Florida? Where at?
I spent a lot of time in, like, Fort Lauderdale,
okay.
Boynton Beach, Delray Beach. Where
All
were
right.
you? Yeah. Where did you hang out?
So, like, Palm Beach.
Okay.
Like, we would go there, but I lived in Wellington specifically, okay. but I never say that because no one ever knows where the hell that is.
Wellington, I don't know.
Yeah, right. So, it's, like, a little, like, it's kind of far. It's probably, like, 30, 40 minutes from the beach, so we, like, don't really, I never say that. I just say West Palm. People are like, oh,
yeah,
got
you just,
it.
You just round yourself to the like cool, the cooler
right.
place.
So where do you live now?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Okay,
yeah.
Nice.
Pasadena, actually. But
awesome.
Yeah, but I say Los Angeles because it's the same thing.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, I know nothing about California, so.
Okay, yeah.
When you were a little kid, was your dream to like always be a singer, songwriter? Was that like?
Yeah, I think around like 9, I really started getting into it. I was more into acting, I think, early on.
Oh, really?
And then, and I still am. But music just became that kind of outlet.
Do you act at all?
I do. I'm messing around with some stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Secret projects maybe coming in the future?
Yeah.
All right. What's it feel like to hear yourself on the radio, like hear your song, something that you've like written, you put all your heart and soul into it, and then you hear it? Is that like such a cool feeling?
It's cool, yeah. It's cool. It's cool, and then you're also like, watching it like you want it to get like higher on the charts so
okay.
you're like
so you become kind
so then
of
you become
yeah.
kind of crazy
okay
yeah
I get it
so it's like a love hate you're like it's on and now I need it to be you know
right
but no it's really cool and you're really you're yeah I mean I've
do
had
you a, like remember the first moment you ever heard yourself
yeah that was like I think that was like on a college or like a just like a indie station or something
oh really
in
okay.
Los Angeles yeah
so how
yeah.
long have you like actually been doing this a really long time
a long time I'm 32 I've been doing it since I was about 13 But I've been doing this project for about 6 years.
Okay.
Meg Myers project.
Meg Myers project. I love it. Name. I just watched you perform. It was amazing.
Thank you.
Your song Numb, which everybody's like talking about consistently, it has a lot of heart behind it, right?
Yeah.
So like in your whole album is kind of, do you draw inspiration from something specific for this album or the songs kind of per song? Like I know the song Numb is about like your record label.
That was about my old record label. Yeah.
So are you like, do you have certain things like that you're going through at that point in time in your life that's coming out in your album and in your music?
Yeah.
Is that kind of how that goes?
It's like what you're going through comes out. Yeah.
Is that your like outlet?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's where it's like where it all builds up, and then you're like, that's your release. That's where you're allowed to say whatever you want.
Right.
And
it must be such a cool thing that you're like able to do. Do you
yeah.
remember the first time that you ever like went on stage and you performed? Were you just like, were you nervous? What were like the feelings that you had?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I think like,
it's been a long time.
Well, I think like the first time, like everybody was like, what is she going to do? Because I didn't move around in rehearsal or anything. And
okay.
I didn't like really go there.
Yeah.
Because you're just rehearsing. And
right.
So they were kind of like, what is she going to do? And then the first show was kind of like, that was like, I was like, this is my place that I can be insane. Like the insane part of myself that I'm always like trying to cover up. And he's like, finally can come out. So I think that was like. I think that was that. That was like, and then they were like, okay, and we'll never say anything to you again about moving around or needing to move around or anything.
Do you feel like it's like the same you, like on stage, or just like an accelerate? Like obviously it's you, but like, do you know what I mean? Like an accelerated version of yourself, where you're just like,
it's you, like at the core. It's like your true essence actually comes out, and you get to finally like be that. I feel like, who you really are.
Yeah. Do you have a specific process that you go through when you're going to write a song? Like, I don't know, do you go on long drives or do you do something specifically?
When I'm writing.
When you're writing.
No, I just, it's like you're finally there and
it's
you can finally.
Each time.
Yeah. And you know, it's generally like cycles. So you're like touring, you album,
right.
tour. So I'm kind of feeling, even though I just put my album out, like, I always get antsy again.
To write new music?
Yeah. I'm already, like,
already
I can't.
Thinking?
Yeah, and I'm, like, writing stuff at home and you know, and but I'm just, like, I collaborate when I do my album, so I'm, like, already, like, wanting
like,
to find somebody to work with again. Yeah.
Who's gonna help?
Yeah, I know I'm going on tour, but I somehow need to write.
So what about tour? Yeah. Are you, do you like touring?
I did. I always hated it until the last tour that I did, which was about a month and a half long, and it was my first bus tour.
Oh, okay.
So
that's a different experience.
That was a different experience. I got
sleep.
What's like
the worst thing that's ever happened to you on tour?
Just getting sick. Like getting sick, having like to use the restroom a lot in different ways,
and
having to go on stage and being like, all right, I don't know what's gonna happen. Why I'm up here? Yeah.
Oh my god! And you like pulled through and you just performed anyways.
Yeah, and then you're kind of like asking the band if they see any like inner things coming out. And if
luckily,
not,
then that
cool.
didn't happen, right?
No, it's never happened.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Favorite place you've ever been on tour? Have you gone across seas yet? Or
that's hard because no, I mean I've only gone to Canada.
Okay.
I am. I mean I think KC. That's like my main fan base in KC. Those were the people that kind of discovered me and my song Desire. So KC is like that's my love place, and it's always like incredible energy there. And KC's a good one, but I also like I really love Montreal.
Okay, I've never been.
I don't know in terms of like playing the show, but I actually love it
you
there.
Love the city, yeah.
Yeah, I like
I've never
city.
Been, but I really want to go because everyone says that they love it.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's so beautiful.
It's really cool. Yeah, Vancouver's cool too. I do like, but like, that's because I'm just leaving the U.S. I'm like,
right.
So yeah, I haven't gone out overseas yet.
Right.
I'm sure there'll be something more.
For sure.
Yeah.
You have like lots of time.
Yeah.
What about, so my podcast is all about kind of like empowering women and like, kind of like creating motivation for people who are maybe finding, you know, going through a slump in their life or something and they don't know what the hell they want to do or they're in college or whatever. And it's
that's
kind of like the point to hear other people's stories about how they started to like where they are now. Like you've accomplished so much and you're so extremely talented.
Thank
a big
you.
Fan of you. And
thank you.
Maybe like if you had some advice for somebody who's listening, who would love to like either whether follow in your footsteps or just, you know, crush their dreams.
I would say always follow your heart, not money, not fame, or not anything outside of your heart, basically, or what other people are doing, or comparing yourself. Figure out who you are and who you want to be, and I think that that's the most empowering. You know, everything will come. Everything falls into place, and everything will come. I'm still working on it.
Yeah,
by the
sure.
way, like I'm not like I'm there. And
yeah,
I've done,
right.
You know, I think you have to love what you do, and you have to follow your heart and enjoy the journey. You know.
But you've come through things along the way where that frustrated you, where obviously you take it out on your music, and you're like, this is not the way. I'm gonna stay true to myself and do what I want to do for me.
Yeah, that's scary sometimes too.
Yeah, because it must be hard in your industry, especially too, because there so many people are telling you like, do this way, and you have to, and like even in our industry, which is like smaller scale, but like they want you to be a certain person, and you just have to make sure you're like yourself.
Yeah. I mean, as a man or a woman, but I gotta say, as a woman, is, can I say?
Yeah, you can say what.
it's like you have to really, and with the way that we compare ourselves with social media now and everything, it's like it's hard.
Yeah, and it's all out there, and it's constantly in our faces, and it's becoming addictive. And then you compare yourself to, well, this person's doing this, or this person's doing this, and I'm not doing it right. And I know it's hard.
And it's like figuring out what is your true, what do I want to do? What do I like? What do I feel? What makes me feel good? What connects me? And like,
so, what's the thing that keeps you on track to do just that?
Friends. Yeah, okay. I think friends and therapy.
Okay. Yeah.
Like I think. That's the main thing. And also, I think just discovering new music and stuff, because discovering new music is, that's what kind of makes you see that other people are also, when you discover things that people are also following that
inspires
it's like
you.
It really helps to be like, okay, they're doing their thing. I can do mine too.
I love that. Okay. Yeah. Where can everybody follow you on social media so we can tell them so they can go follow you? And
God, fuck. There's like so many. Let's see. I think it's Meg Myers on Twitter.
Okay.
And then Meg Myers Official on Instagram.
I know you're Meg Myers Official on Instagram because I was just like, tagging you when I was posting videos of you out there for social media.
You know it. You can tell.
I got it, guys. No big deal. It's Facebook.
Facebook. I don't know. Look up Meg Myers somewhere on there.
Just look her up. Just Google her. Follow her.
I don't know. I can't remember all the handles anymore. Like,
do you have anywhere else you're going on tour for this leg?
Yeah, tomorrow we're going to Charlotte.
Okay, cool.
I think DC, but DC is like a, we're doing like a, it's like a private thing, but that'll be shown video-wise later on. What else? Where else am I going? God. I think I'm doing Bakersfield and St. Louis.
So you got, do you have some time off for Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you have a bunch of fans that are like waiting to meet you, which is probably a pretty cool feeling right now, right?
Yeah,
that
definitely.
Must be amazing.
Uh-huh.
Awesome. So I'm going to let you
give
go.
Some love. Give them a lot of love.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being on Babecast. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.